The lesson from Timothy chapter 6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Thanks be to God. In college and in life, we strive not to be content. Do your best. Work your hardest. Don't settle for second best. Americans don't like just getting by. We always seem to want more, want things to be better. And then St. Paul says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. It is so tempting to be greedy. I need this. I need that. But we really own nothing. Everything we have comes from God, our Creator. St. Paul says, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Do we have food? It comes from God. Do we have clothing? God takes care of that as well. God provides all that we need for body and soul. We sin daily. But God gave his Son Jesus to die for our sins and to give us forgiveness. That is contentment that takes away all our worries, that gives us a peace and calmness in the midst of our busy and stressed lives, in the midst of our striving to do our best and be all that we can be. Contentment and ambition do not have to contradict each other. As citizens of this world, we are eager to serve God and learn more each day about his creation. But we can also rest and relax. We can have true contentment knowing that our real home is prepared for us in heaven. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. The righteousness of Christ clothes us, declares us holy, covers all our sins, and readies us for our home in heaven. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.